This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Key figures from the Arkansas Department of Education and State Education Board held a town hall meeting last night to talk about the future of the Little Rock School District. As KUAR's Daniel Breen reports, public school supporters saw the meeting as an opportunity to get answers.
Conflicting messages of success and dissatisfaction were the predominant themes in the meeting at the Arkansas State Capitol. The optimistic assessments of the state of Little Rock Public Schools by Superintendent Mike Poore and Education Commissioner Johnny Key contrasted with vocal opposition from the public. Senator Joyce Elliott was the self-described referee of the event, which she organized along with seven of her Democratic colleagues from the Arkansas legislature.
We missed the ultimate flexibility. At that time, the schools could have been turned back over. That did not happen. And we were held under district control, knowing a new law was coming into effect.
The law she's referring to is Act 930, a newly enacted piece of legislation that critics say give the education commissioner more power over the district. Now, several new criteria must be met before state supervision of the district can end. Jay Barth is the chair of the State Board of Education and tried to return to local control before the law took effect.
Ultimately, the board decided not to move on my proposal for a return at that point. But there is still a good deal of flexibility as soon as we get these analyses of how well the district is working.
Barth cited an ongoing systems analysis by the Education Department as progress in gauging the district's fiscal and academic health. Though he says the state's takeover of the LRSD wasn't justified, Barth said state leadership needs to open up conversation when making decisions. Another effect of Act 930 is the removal of the academic distress designation, which is what originally prompted the state takeover. In spite of an over $41 million loss of desegregation funding over 3 years, Superintendent Mike Poore said combined assessment scores from grades 3 through 10 went up.
So when you think of that type of situation of $11 million last year, $41 million over a three-year span, and if you were to look at that in terms of any other public institution, it would certainly change services. It would certainly create some things that would cause uneasiness amongst employees and community.
Replacing the distress label is a new tiered system, with schools being placed in one of five categories based on academic need. Poore said this system, along with the system's analysis, will allow the state board to make smarter decisions.
It doesn't need to be mandates that come down. It needs to be our staff looking at what the data represents, where our weaknesses are and our strengths, and then figuring out plans to move forward and eliminating the barriers.
Out of the six original Little Rock schools designated as academically distressed, only one remains under the new law's Level 5 equivalent. Though the numbers look promising, Education Commissioner Johnny Key said there is no timeline for a return to local control.
So when the bar was 49.5% combined scores in math and reading, how do you put a timeline on that? I mean, you can put a timeline on the steps you take, but how do you know? I mean, what we have under Act 930, that is a more flexible way to address the issue.
Along with allegations of mismanagement and lack of transparency, a common concern from the audience was the impact charter schools have on the quality of public schools. Eric Daly, the former principal of Capital City Lighthouse Charter School in North Little Rock, said schools need to work together to bridge the gap of inequality.
So if we think about competition and school choice, you'll never get the fulfillment of that if you don't intentionally partner with traditional district schools. Otherwise, you're just going to have two systems that are serving very different groups of kids, and that's not what we want.
Daly said the lack of partnership between his former school and the city school board should serve as an example for Little Rock as it reviews new charter school applications.
I would caution anyone to think of a charter and traditional public school partnership and what that looks like, because I can't think of one in Arkansas.
With the timeline for the school district's return to local control uncertain, Senator Elliott says the meeting was a prime example of civic engagement. She just hopes the public's complaints haven't fallen on deaf ears.
We're holding on to this school district and picking it apart. And then what are we going to do? Wait until it's picked apart to the point that it is not viable? Then we will say, now here's your school district? That's what it feels like we're headed toward. But I have to believe the board tonight at least saw that the people do not want this. People want to work for this school district.
Daniel Breen, KUAR News.